producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Norm Merritt. How are you, Norm?
Doing great, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Norm is the CEO of ShopKeep. This is a real digital disruptor, and entrepreneurs listening in, this could be a game changer for your business. So just talk about the concept of ShopKeep.
So ShopKeep is basically a replacement for the typical cash register for independent merchants that have brick and mortar facilities. And what we've done is we've put a very elegant capture mechanism on the iPad that your employees can learn very quickly how to use to capture the transaction. But it also provides excellent access to data and analytics in the background that really help you run your business. So it gives you access to inventory control, staff management, customer relationship management, and it gives you access to the newest technology, which allows you to run your business in a much more efficient and effective way.
So you work with about 20,000 customers. Many of them are small restaurants, not big ones. Give me an example of how you would work with a customer, what the model is
like. We work with restaurants, retail, specialty retail, quick service restaurants, those types. And an example would be, there's a Fluffy's Cafe here on 7th Avenue that uses ShopKeep.
And we are in New York while we're doing this.
That's
in a very hip part of New York.
Exactly.
Right across the street from Trump Soho Hotel.
Exactly.
And the only New York winery right above that.
Exactly. In Soho.
Oh, so only New York manufacturer of wines. So
that's
go ahead.
Right. So basically, what we do is it's very, very simple for a merchant to use our system. They put it in place. They can have it up and running in an afternoon. And it's very easy for their employees to use. They can learn how to use it very, very quickly. And it's a cash register, but it's much more than that. It has all of the elements of a cash register, but because it's captured in the cloud, it allows the merchant to have access to that information and to the analytics around their business from anywhere. So a merchant can actually be at the soccer field with their kids and know what's going on in their business. And if you think about it, every Walmart executive or manager has access to information about how their Walmart store is working. What we're doing is we're democratizing that set of tools and making insights available to small merchants through this data and through this analytics and allowing them to really fall back in love with their business. You know, many small merchants, they go into business because they have a passion, whether they have a passion for pets or they have a passion for making croissant or whatever it is that they are passionate about. And they get into business and they realize very soon that, man, this is hard. They've got to worry about payroll. They've got to worry about, do they have the right inventory? Do they have employees there when they're supposed to be? And they find very quickly that the actual running of a business is a lot more difficult than their passion, understood when they started it. And so what we do is we basically allow them to fall back in love with their business because we take a lot of that administrative burden. We're democratizing the set of tools, making it available to the independent merchant. And we like to think of it, we're like the IT department for these small merchants. You know, Walmart has a big IT department. They have a business intelligence department. And we're providing that to independent merchants all around the country. 20,000, you said, in all 50 states.
And so when you provide this IT, I'm sensing it's a little more than that because there's all sorts of elements you're covering. For example, we've talked before about customer experience, how you can change the entire customer experience, even for a little restaurant, for someone's buying, a bagel or a sandwich.
Exactly. And the way we do that is we're basically leveraging off of technology. Technology enables so much. And the example you're raising about actually for a small business to establish a relationship with a customer, they have to be able to establish that relationship electronically and using the technology. Most customers will have an iPhone, and most customers will have an email account. And all the merchant has to do is start to recommend to the customer that, hey, can we send you an email receipt? They then can capture that email and connect that with the transaction history of that particular customer. And before you know it, they've got a real relationship with that customer. If the customer hasn't been back in a while, they can send them an email saying, hey, we noticed you haven't been back in a while. Here's an offer. If the customer comes in and, they generally offer, order a certain item on the menu, and you could upsell them to some other item that's a higher margin for you, you can make that offer to that individual and help drive a higher check average. What you're doing is you're leveraging technology to really establish relationships with these customers. If you think about it, as a small business owner, you really need to do three things. You need to basically attract people into your store. Mm-hmm. You need to maximize the check average once they're in your store, and you want to keep them from getting attracted away. And technology helps you with all three of those. It really, and that's what ShopKeep does. It brings that solution to bear for these independent merchants.
So and understand that this is really, you're saying, if I own a little wine store, and someone buys one bottle of wine. Well, usually, somehow they came in for whatever reason. But now, you are enabling me to get that person as a repeat customer over and over and to buy more and increase wallet share and make me their favorite wine store just through one simple bottle of wine.
Exactly. You have the capacity to establish that relationship. And you know what's interesting is a lot of people might think, well, customers don't really want that. But I would submit that millennials, which is the new baby boom, it's the biggest demographic, and they're coming up. They not only expect it, they demand it.
Exactly.
They want these relationships. So
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Norm Merritt, who is the CEO of a fascinating company called ShopKeep, and the website is
ShopKeep.com.
ShopKeep.com. And so the one thing I'm wondering, it's obvious that you're building a model that enables people to expand what they're doing dramatically. Now, how about if they want to work with a larger company, like you mentioned, a Walmart? Any help there, or does it not really help them? What's your take on that?
We like to say we're helping these independent merchants to take back Main Street. I remember.
Is that like your mission?
It's our mission. Our mission is to help independent businesses to compete with the big box retailers, with the big internet companies, with the large chain restaurants, and because we really believe that independent merchants are the fabric of our society. They make America more vibrant. They make America more diverse. And if you think about it, independent proprietor is much more committed to their business. They're not just collecting minimum wage set salaries. And as a result, we think that independent merchants can really drive a very powerful resurgence of in the economy. And they already are the largest percentage of the American economy.
How is it going to help someone like them? They want to do business with Target.
Well, they may not want to do business with Target. They may want to compete with Target. So what they're trying to do is attract individuals into their business and that might otherwise go to Target. And they, independent merchants have a distinctive competitive advantage versus those big box retailers because they have carefully curated product. In many cases, it's unique and different. It's not the same experience. They've got a different ambiance within their stores. It's not the same thing that you see in every large big box retailer that you would go to. And so as a result, what we're doing is helping our independent merchants compete with these folks and actually thrive.
Do you have any proof of this? I mean, it sounds great and everything, but are you really helping them, or is it just sort of a nice thing?
We are absolutely helping them. We actually just recently did a study, and we looked at a couple of statistics that really tell us that our solution really is providing help. So one in four small businesses that start in the U.S. will go out of business in the first year. One in four.
One in four. I could imagine.
But ShopKeep customers, it's one in 20.
So it's 5x times.
Right.
And you've done this through a study.
We've done it through a study. We basically looked at a national poll, a national census of businesses of similar size to see their failure rate. And we obviously have information about our own customers, and we see that they're much, much more successful. Not only that, they're growing faster. So the average growth rate of customers of similar size on the national basis was about 3% quarter two of last year. And ShopKeep customers were growing at almost 15%.
So I seem to remember on the website that it seems really inexpensive to do this. What I don't remember the number though.
Well, per register, you know, depending on how many registers a person wants in their store.
And that's like a cash register.
Cash register.
To check out the data, right?
And that's $49 a month per register. Now, we also have other services that we can provide, like payment processing, which basically we charge a very transparent rate for that. We're very much about merchant advocacy. We want to help our merchants succeed. That's really key for us. And so the price points that we give them are really adding excellent value for them for a really low cost.
Okay, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Norm Merritt. We're going to be back in a few minutes, and then we're going to talk really about digital disruption, where the economy is going, how, as a retailer, merchant, entrepreneur, you can succeed. Back in a few.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. www.silverhasalwaysbeenanswer.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Norm Merritt, who is the CEO of ShopKeep. That's www.shopkeep.com. And in the first segment, we heard about, it's really fascinating, retailers who fail something like 1 in 4.
1 in 4 in the first year.
And then they're succeeding at a rate of?
Only 1 in 20 will fail if they're on a technology like ShopKeep.
And this technology, it takes all of the stress away from a business. In fact, enables people to love the business.
Absolutely.
So let's just, people hear cloud. And you know, I think it's like there was the file storage cabinet in 1894 won the gold medal in the Chicago World's Fair. Now it's sort of like the file cabinet in the sky where you could get anything you want and just rent it out. What is the relevance of cloud to someone who owns a really small business?
It's very relevant, and it's important for small businesses to tee into this. If you look, if you just go back 5 years ago, I don't think anybody would have imagined that the world's biggest taxi company would not own a car, or the world's biggest hotel company would not have a bed. Airbnb and Uber are two examples of technology completely upending an industry.
Or Facebook, the biggest marketer, does not create content.
Exactly. And so there are a lot of examples of where technology has really disrupted a whole industry. For independent businesses, that's happening for them. First of all, they have to recognize their customers are now armed with very powerful computers in their pockets. With an iPhone or a smartphone, their customers can determine what goods are available, what the prices are. They really have a lot of information that really makes them very powerful. And by the way, they can also express opinions about services they've gotten. And so what entrepreneurs need to see is they can also harness that technology to actually give them competitive advantage and help them run their business. And, you know, in our case, we're basically bringing that disruption to the retail space. And we're helping independent retailers to really use and harness this technology to compete and to basically win back business that they've lost to large big box retailers.
So how do you think technology will change over the next few years, and what should entrepreneurs do to capture these opportunities?
I think you're going to continue to see the ubiquity of the cloud, the fact that people have broadband access increasingly for free and bigger and bigger pipes where they have access to more and more and more data is an absolute trend. The fact that there are 5.2 billion phones on the planet means there's a phone for every human being on the planet. 30% of those are smartphones, and that's, you know, increasing every single year. So what that means is that technology is here to stay. Technology is actually going to enable whole new approaches. And I think as you think about how that will embody itself in a retail outlet, as an example, I can envision a day very soon where there's no such thing as a counter. The employees are actually out and intermingling with the guests. They can check them out right there. If they don't have the inventory right there that the person might want, they can quickly look it up and can order it and can have it ordered, you know, delivered to their home. So the whole retail experience changes.
So are you saying, let's say there's a line there.
Yeah.
Waiting. What is there anything doable there?
Well, look, for a lot of independent merchants, when they have peak volume, line rejection is a real issue for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people will walk up, they'll take a look and they'll say, hey, there's 20 people in line. I'm not going to buy anything. I'm going to leave. They might even have merchandise in their hands and they'll place it down.
I just did that today.
Yeah. You know, line rejection is a real issue. So whatever you can do to basically increase the throughput of your lines and decrease the line length, that's found revenue. And technology can do that. As an example, ShopKeep has the ability to send an employee into the line with a device, capture the person's order. When they get up to the front, they actually can pull up that order. The person that's
wow.
behind the counter can pull
Why
up.
Why has no one done that? That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. And
you wonder.
You know, it's what we call line busting, and it's a great
line
great
busting.
Term.
I love it. So there are all these technologies that that people could use. How about something like big data? And can you, in like two sentences, just explain big data? You know, I know in your past companies, iCor, where you were CEO, tremendous success.
Yeah.
What is that, and how can big data actually impact a small business owner where it doesn't really cost them?
A lot of people talk about big data and they think it just means a lot of data. They think it just means, you know, analytics. And that's really not what big data is. What big data is the ability to access unstructured data in ways we could never do before. With the advent of Google and all of the technology that makes Google available, where you can actually type in a few keywords and out pops really relevant search findings, that happens because they have, you know, a million parallel processors that now with the new technology can actually access unstructured data in a way that could never be done before. And what that means is now what's available to the layperson, to a small merchant, is access to insights about data that they could never get before. And I'll give you an example. So social media streams, okay, think about that. That's just people talking and buzzing around about different things. There's no structure to that data. It's not like, okay, this is a household with an address and a telephone number and a name. That would be structured data. This is unstructured data. It's somebody saying, hey, I went into this little coffee shop and I loved the service. The ability for a merchant to actually access broad swaths of social information about what's going on out there in the market and being able to bring that back into an insightful way that actually helps them drive their business is now available to small merchants. You know, ShopKeep, as an example, has in its back end, we have big data. We're using a big data structure, a NoSQL database, that allows us to do a lot of these types of things and provide this kind of insight to our independent merchants.
And how about things like Apple Pay? How does all of that tie into this?
Well, Apple Pay is a great example of innovation. You know, Apple's done an amazing job of changing customer behavior, of developing new technology that really, you know, just completely upends, whether it's listening to music or, you know, smartphones. I mean, they've just done an amazing job. And now what they're doing is they recognize that a lot of people have iPhones, and those iPhones can now be used to pay when you go into a merchant, and it completely takes away the requirement to have a wallet because you now have everything on your smartphone.
And that is the future. So I want to ask you for the last question. You've got a minute left. A challenge you faced in business and a lesson that you learned to inspire people.
Look, I think probably the biggest challenges I've seen in business are often there's a dilemma between doing what's consistent with your mission and doing what will drive the maximum profit. And what I found is that to build sustainable long-term business, you have to be consistent with your mission. If your mission, as is ours at ShopKeep, is to drive help independent merchants to compete and win, then we need to make sure that everything we do as a business is driving that. Because over time, our merchants will see that we're on their side. We're not looking to generate, you know, massive profits on their dime. We're really trying to generate excellent service for them, for which they're willing to pay, and that creates sustainable business. I think often entrepreneurs get caught up in basically focusing on, you know, hey, what's best for me, as opposed to what's best for my customer.
And there you have it, Norm. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Great, good to be here.
I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, welcome to the Customer Experience Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of customer experience. From great service to predictive analytics, we'll talk about it all. We're Reese and Reese, your hosts, Robert Reese and Albert Reese. And remember, if you ever miss a show, just go to www.customerexperienceshow.com. Hope you enjoy.
We are privileged today to have a special guest, Finn O'Neill. And anyone who thinks of customer service greatness, there's one company you're going to think of, and that's J.D. Power. And Finn is the president of J.D. Power. Welcome to have you on the show.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here.
So my first question, Finn, is you are really the arbiter of what makes for a successful customer experience across all industries. What's one theme that you've seen in an industry that is at the core of what makes for great customer experience? And we have all these listeners in who want to know, and you are the guy with the answer.
Well, it depends, of course, on the industry. If it's a product-driven industry, the experience with the product is the greatest driver of satisfaction. If it's a service-driven industry, then there are other factors which, of course, are implicated.
Okay. That's pretty simple and straightforward.
It is, I think. And I would say that maybe arbiter would be an overstatement, Robert. It's really what we try to do is listen to the consumer. So we conduct millions of surveys each year. And the effort really is to understand what it is that motivates that consumer to loyalty and advocacy for a particular brand. And we do it on a 10-point scale, and we find that those that have a high level of satisfaction are much more loyal, much more likely to repurchase the product or the service, and they're much more willing to tell their friends and family about that experience, whether it's with a product or a service.
You pointed to product companies. We've actually had several guests. We've had a few out of the product industry. We've had a few out of services. And it is very clear to your points, product companies are very focused on their product and react to how their customers perceive their products. It seems to be a very different way of measuring. You've come out of the automotive industry, thinking about automotives and where customers interact. How does, thinking from a product perspective, how do customers express their interests or concerns with their customer experience in a product industry?
Well, of course, it depends. There are factors such as shopping, which increasingly is done online now. Substantially, maybe 3/4 of consumers do all of their research online. So their experience, their digital experience becomes important, because ultimately they'll visit 2 or 3 dealerships. So what brand, you want your brand to be on that list. Then there's the actual sales experience in the store, and it's important that the people that they engage in the store know the product. It's not a good situation for a brand where the consumer comes in and knows much more about the product than the sales representative does. And then, of course, in the automotive area, because of the long-term association with the product, there's that customer experience over the years. So the service experience has a tremendous impact on the brand reputation. This is why, for example, Toyota had such a great reputation, because the service experience with Toyota was great. Even if their design might have been vanilla, their service experience was fantastic.
Yeah, and you brought up an interesting shift we're seeing, the shift over to digital and how much of the customer experience is driven through digital. Where do you feel we are in the evolution, particularly in the product organizations? Where do you think we are from an evolution? What do you think organizations should do more of? Where have they overtaken or gone potentially too far with digital?
Well, when we say too far, there's always the question of intrusion. That is a concern. I think all good brands are concerned about that, because they want an engaged customer. So in the automotive industry, in particular, we've been focusing on quality and design, for example, and our standards have become KPIs in the industry, because if the experience with the product can define the brand, then it's critical that that product quality, reliability, the durability over the years, be such that the consumer is satisfied. So The data there around quality and satisfaction is important. Also, engaging consumers in what they might want in design is going to become even more important. Before the show, we joked a little bit about Apple and the Apple Watch and, the Apple interface in general. And it really, that speaks to the human-machine interface. And what do people want? And with your new vehicle now, probably the most difficult thing to use will be the center stack. And that's one of the most frustrations. So engaging consumers and trying to make sure that the design is optimized. So you'll see that there's going to be more and more ways of using digital media to talk to consumers, to try and use the digital feedback, say in telematics, to look at usage patterns, to try to figure out what it is they really do and what it is they'd like to do, and then design the product accordingly.
Thinking of towards J.D. Power, Robert and I have had the opportunity to speak to a few chief marketing officers recently, and they're very proud to display their J.D. Power trophies and certifications on the walls. When J.D. Power goes in to measure an organization and start thinking about awards and which organizations are best in class, what are the criteria J.D. Power uses?
Well, we only give our awards in independent surveys where we access the sample, we pay for the sample, we construct the survey ourselves. We also do proprietary work with clients where we go in and conduct surveys and work with the client, but that's not award-based. The awards only come from our own independent research across a particular industry.
And when you go in and do your surveys, what are some of the criteria you would look at and specify?
Well, it depends. So if you're talking about going in to a particular client, you want to measure with regard to that industry what's important, and that would differ, say, from financial services, well, in retail banking versus wealth advisory. Insurance, it's all about the claims process, because most interaction, aside from sending your check once or twice a year to the insurance company, is if you have a claim. And so most of the measurement has to be around claims and insurance. So it will depend upon the industry.
Okay. We've seen a lot of clients putting heavy emphasis on NPS or Net Promoter Score these days. If you look into it, you see a lot of beliefs around pros and cons of the measure. What is J.D. Power's perspective?
You know, years ago, there used to be sort of religious differences here on that particular issue. I think as we've looked at the data over the years, we see the two as compatible. And we've spoken with Bain, and we've spoken with Fred Reichold, who's actually the creator of it. And actually, even though our scales are different, when we look at the predictability of it, there's correlation, a high correlation. Where ours differed is our surveys tend to be much deeper, more questions, and more diagnostic. So if you look at NPS as a quick way to say thumbs up or thumbs down, then the question is, what do you do about it? And I think that's where we have perhaps added value. The consistency of our surveys. One of the challenges that NPS has is one company will say we have an NPS, and this is, say, across the retail banking or other industries where NPS is used very heavily. They say we have a particular score. Well, okay, but what are they doing to the denominator in the data? You know, so consistency of scoring it can be an issue. But generally speaking, properly applied, NPS is an excellent tool.
Yeah, we've seen, I think, the best predictor for most of these organizations is the year-over-year trends they see. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? One of the criticism I think I've seen is it doesn't necessarily predict business results. How does J.D. Power, when looking at the surveys and your survey results, have you found any correlation either to NPS or to business results?
Well, there is correlation to NPS just statistically. Now, of course, the business outcomes are, there are multiple variables that impact it, but studies have shown over the years, not just our own, but other independent entities, that there is a direct correlation between consistent customer satisfaction and profitability and growth.
Okay, we're about to take a break. And we are with Finn O'Neill from J.D. Power. He is the president there. And this is Albert Reese and Robert Reese on the Customer Experience Show. And we've heard things, for example, in insurance, it's all about claims. So, and a fascinating concept was, if you're in a service business, it's about service. If you're in a product business, it's about product. And that really sums it up. When we come back from commercial, we're going to ask Finn specific questions like, what is the one thing to look for in if you're in banking, if you're in retail, if you have a certain technology product, if you're in auto? Back in a few, then you're going to hear from the president of J.D. Power.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Finn O'Neill, who is the president of J.D. Power. So earlier in the show, you mentioned that if you're in insurance, you have to know what to look for to measure, and that's claims. I'm going to throw out some industries, and you just tell me what you would measure in those. If you're in retail banking, what do they measure there? What's most important?
Well, one of the customer satisfaction, of course, is important. The big challenge in banking is that customers both want the personal engagement that requires a bricks and mortar interface, and they want the digital capability of banking online. And what we have seen is that the investment online is probably provided as a greater point of leverage than the traditional bank. So we have a client, won't name them, but traditional bank that focuses on greeting people at the door and knowing them by their first name almost. And they've been good at that, but there's another bank that we compared them to that wasn't nearly as good at that, but had invested their money in online engagement. And that second bank, Golden Bank B, made much greater advances for the same investment. So you're going to see more investment in the online experience, even though the perplexing problem is the billions that are tied up in branch offices.
Okay, how about, let's say, if you were in something like the technology business and you were a technology provider of services, what type of key measurement would you have there?
Well, I think there's a couple. One is, of course, in the sales process, and people actually still go to stores to buy these things, and then the question is, what's important there? Is it time in the store, or is it the knowledge of the salesperson? And where do you invest if you're selling devices, for example? One of the other challenges is how do you properly measure satisfaction with problem resolution. And so most companies have frontline self-help, and then they have a second line phone help, etc. And so you can measure that, but what are you measuring? And if you're measuring especially your people around the time taken to resolve, you're going to get bad results. You have to measure them in terms of what gets resolved. As Tony Hsieh in Zappos once said, I don't care if my representative spends 5 hours if they satisfy the customer. Now, of course, you don't want people spending 5 hours shooting the breeze, but you want people to resolve problems. So be careful when you measure. And so if you're Sprint or another company that's focused on improving customer satisfaction, and it's a question of resolving complaint resolution, be careful about what you actually measure there.
Continuing down this same path, you know, thinking about the retailers, what we might call a big box that houses any number of different brands and products that they offer, what does the future for them look like? We've seen Amazon take out such a tremendous portion of the retail market space. What does it look like to a Nordstrom or a Best Buy, for example?
There was once, especially in the electronics area, there was once the belief that the big box was dead, and yet we see some of them survive by matching internet prices, yet having the opportunity to show the product and gaining an opportunity to upsell the customer. So I think there's a lot of room in the electronics area for the big box. When it comes to much more personal items, of course, you can get fitted online for suits. But we find much more proclivity for those personal items to go to the store. Now, I did reference Zappos earlier, and there are some items like shoes where you can order online, try the shoes on in the comfort of your home, and then send back what you don't want to use. We'll see how that model plays out. You can't very well really do that with garments.
So how would you advise a Nordstrom, for example, or someone like that, any of these stores, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, et cetera, as to how they would create a customer experience that would continue to attract folks into their stores?
Well, I think the very short answer is be true to your brand. Nordstrom has been very true to their brand for years, and that degree of personal service and some sort of continuity of a relationship with the salesperson is critical. Clearly, they have to keep an eye on the technology and the capabilities, whether it's online measurement and integrating that so that just as people shop and reduce their choices for a car, well, maybe they can shop online and through simulated fitting online, narrow in on the choices, so when they get to the store, the choices are available. It can be an arranged, much more of an appointment.
Which industries, in your belief, have the furthest to go still in the transition to a more digital customer experience?
The food industry is starting that process. One of the great experiences, most intimate experiences we have is in a restaurant. And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see it with things like Open Table and booking and the ratings that you can get online. And then even in the restaurant, you start to see the use of tablets and for faster ordering and whatnot, and wine choices. So if you think about it, that was an industry that a few years ago, 10 years ago, wasn't touched by the digital age. And now you're starting to see impacts where the social media is driving on the one side, the more efficient ordering is driving on another side. There will be no industry untouched, I think, over time.
I think one thing Robert and I have heard in various interviews is that the millennial generation, even the one behind them, are really changing the tone and the drive towards a digital experience. Do you believe it is as generational as we're hearing it be at this point, or do you think there are other factors in play here?
Well, it's true both ways. It's true that millennials demand this. That shows in the data. But it's also true that older folks clearly enjoy the engagement and adapt quickly to it. And so sort of the apocryphal story of the grandpa sitting at home working his desktop or his iPad to get information off the internet is absolutely true once the facility is established. And the simpler these things are to use, the easier it is for older people to adapt.
Finn, great having you on the show, and for all of you out there, just think, number one, know what is core to measure, and number two, be true to your brand.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.